Hello, this is Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it is my honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Having been raised on my family farm as a young boy, I have a lot of great memories that I cherish today. Whether I was taking care of the cows, or sitting in a tractor tedding hay, or picking everything from rocks, corn, and pumpkins in the spring, summer, and fall seasons, my favorite memories were the summer days unloading hay and straw. You know, if you have ever been raised on a farm, you know that there's this unspoken fact about unloading hay, which is unloading hay is actually a test of one's true physical strength. And each year when you unloaded hay, you really wanted to show the other farmers that you were as strong, if not stronger, than they were. Well, you know, as I got older each year, I got stronger and stronger, and I was finally able to keep up with the others. But there was just something special about getting hit by the barrage of wagons to unload, working in the suffocating heat and the cloud of hay dust, sweating through our clothes and becoming absolutely filthy, stacking bales of hay until the sun goes down. You know, in between each of those wagons, though, there was always this little moment of reprieve we would get as the next wagon was being pulled in. And if you didn't rest up quick enough, they would start unloading without you. And almost always, I would grab my ice cold water jug and drink as much as I could. And immediately, I was refreshed and ready to go. You know, whether you were raised on a farm or you have worked a hard day in your own lawn, maybe you're into sports and you like to go to the gym. We've all experienced that sensation of dryness in the mouth after exerting ourselves physically. We've all experienced also the life-giving properties that water gives to us when the desire for it is met as well. You know, is there anything better than ice-cold water in the morning after waking up with a dry mouth? Absolutely not. Water is an extraordinary compound that our bodies need every single day to live a healthy life. Just search online. Drinking more water can help improve kidney function, bowel health. It can energize your muscles, and it keeps your skin looking good. So if you're not drinking water today, you're missing out big time. Well, as great as water is for you physically, Jesus uses water to talk about the restorative, life-giving properties of the spiritual water that only he gives to those who follow him. Jesus says in John chapter 4, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life." Did you know that there are alternative forms of water that will not satisfy your greatest longing? Only Jesus offers water that will permanently satiate your greatest desires on this earth. The alternative, unsatiating water that the Bible talks about is the water of idolatry. In Jeremiah 2:13, the Bible says, "For my people have committed a double evil. They have abandoned me, the fountain of living water, and dug cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that cannot hold water." What are the cracked cisterns that Jeremiah is speaking of? The cracked cisterns are anything that we have loved more than God and Christ in our lives. These are the alternative sources of water that leads to idolatry, whether they be our careers or our own sense of self-importance, and maybe it's our own hobbies. It can be anything that we value more than our relationship with God. So how are you drawing up water from Christ today and allowing him to fill you with the goodness of his love for you? I've always loved the analogy I heard years ago about a bag of tea brewing in water. You know, the longer that the tea sits in the water, the stronger the tea will taste. And so it is with our relationship with God. We need to sit with God. We need to make time with God. We need to soak up what his word says is true about us and our lives and the world that we live in. And as we do that, our affection and love for him will grow stronger and stronger. This has been Josiah Durfee, Associate Pastor at Pompey Community Church, and it was my honor to be your radio pastor of the day.